Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pony Sync. Today is Tuesday, March 30th. Happy almost last day of March. My name is Andrew Turley. This is the weekly Pony Developer Sync. Thank you to everybody who has tuned in live, and thanks to everybody who has downloaded this and is listening to it out of band here. If everybody could just say hi and say their name, that'd be great.
Hi, I'm Joe McElvey.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Brett Davis.
Hello, everyone. So the issues that we're going to discuss have been put in the Pony Zulip under the sync stream under today's topic 2021-03-30. So if you are here in the moment, or if you want to follow along later, you can go there. We have the names of the issues and links to the issues themselves. So it's an easy way to keep track of what's going on. Before we get started, last week I was asked to try to set up transcripts for the Pony Sync. I tried to do that before the meeting and was not successful. I was going to try again this week. I tried again this week. I can't find the proper settings in the web UI. So I may try to spend some more time digging around and see if I can figure out what's going on. But so far, no luck on that. So I apologize to everybody who has been hoping that we get some transcripts. I too hope that we can get that. And we'll see what we can do moving forward, because I'm definitely interested in making this as accessible as possible, and I know that that's a good way to do it. All right, so our first issue, we'll start with RFCs as we always do, is add mandatory FFI declarations proposal. That's 148. So this, I believe, is up for a vote today. Is that correct?
Yeah, should be. Sean has registered asynchronously. He's in favor, as is Borja, the author of the RFC, as am I.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
All right. I am in favor. So sounds like we can call this passed.
Sounds good.
All right, I'm just going to make a note of that. So move that on to, we'll get rid of the final comment period. Mark that as ready to merge. Okay, great. Next up, so that's it for RFCs. Next up we have Pony C. We have one PR. There's a work in progress PR update to LLVM 11.1.0. That's 3731.
Yeah, there's still some issues with the cross compilation and then also on the Mac. Borja was trying to look at it on the Mac, but I don't know. I don't think it's fixed yet.
Okay.
This is Intel Mac. And it's not even M1 Mac. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's still in progress.
Yeah. Okay. We have two issues. There's release 0.39.2, that's 3733. Sean has just made a comment. Earliest targeted release date is April 30th. So placeholder for that. The other one is undefined reference to main runtime override defaults 00-3464. Um, Sean set this as needs discussion 3 hours ago. So this is an older issue from about a year ago, a little over a year ago. Joe, it looks like you were involved in this conversation. Is there anything you want to say about this right now?
Not in particular, no.
Okay. All right. Move on from this. Okay. So that does it for Pony C. So let's just start back up at the top. We've got Pony Lang MK Doc's theme. We've got bump Y18 in from 3.2.1 to 3.2.2. This is classic Dependabot. Let's see here. Does anyone have thoughts on this? Should we merge this or wait on this?
I don't know. Somebody more familiar with one of these repositories, some of these repositories should you know, these JavaScript ones should set a general policy, I think, about like what we do to confirm something like this before merging it, or if we just merge it if it passes CI, or if there is any CI. I'm not too familiar with these repos, but it would be good to have a general policy about this.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. I think my attitude would be that we don't really, this isn't really Pony developer exactly. So I'd say that for the development sync, we probably don't need to worry about whether or not to merge these. Does that sound like a reasonable policy for today, at least?
Sounds good.
Okay. In that case, I will simply point out that there's also a bump elliptic from 6.5.3 to 6.5.4, but I don't think that unless somebody here feels confident making a call on that, I think we can safely skip it. Not hearing anybody jump in on that, so I'm just going to say that it sounds good to me. All right, Pony tutorial. FFI using pointer none for void parameters should be documented. That's 466.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I'm not sure when it was added, but yeah, pointer none works like void pointer, or it's intended to work like void pointer, and because we don't have a void. So like a void pointer in C would be represented by a pointer none. And then there's like certain extra subtyping stuff that in order to allow that to work okay, you can shove other things into a void pointer. On the Pony side, this pointer none accepts other things being shoved into it when it's FFI.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it should be documented in the tutorial in some way. Yeah,
I feel like in general the documentation around pointers is probably a little lacking, or
yeah,
in my experience of deep FFI dives, it's a bit more magic than I think we need, but okay.
It's tricky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to get close to that C semantics, but the closer you get to C semantics, the further you get away from the safety of Pony semantics. And
yep,
there's a tricky balance between the two of how we try to help safety as much as we can, despite the fact of that we are a safety pod essentially. As soon as you're using FFI, your life is in your own hands.
Yes.
Which is something we can't necessarily avoid, although we do what we can to make it safer. And so there's some Pony type checking that happens to keep you from making accidents. But yeah.
Happy little accidents. Bob Ross would say. Okay. I don't know that we need to really discuss that one too much further now. It looks like, I mean, yeah, looks like there's discussion ongoing. So, Pony Lang website, we've got Last Week in Pony, that's 656. That exists. Stick things in there if you feel you would like to have things in there. Let's see here, did RFCs. Last one is Pony Lang shared Docker. Got two issues, deprecate lib RSSL 3.1.2 builder. It's issue number 32.
It's John waiting until May 1st, so yeah. No action can be taken for both of these until then.
Okay. That's the same thing on deprecate OpenSSL 1.1.1G builder, issue number 31. Okay. All right. So we had a short list this week. Our big exciting news was the mandatory FFI declarations proposal. So hooray on that. Are there any other things that anyone would like to discuss as part of the sync? I will take that deafening silence as a no. In that case, then, thank you everyone who showed up here, and thank you to everybody who is listening at a later time. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, these things take place once a week, so join us same time, same place next week. And until then, have a good week. Take care.